Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
In his book, Signs of the Time, author John Drescher points out that children go through three phases of development in their transition from the organization of childhood to the disorganization of youth, which results in the reorganization of adulthood. Drescher calls the first the age of regulation. It begins at birth and continues through about age 6 or 7. The second is the age of imitation, from age 7 to about age 12. That's the time when a youngster begins to notice that being different makes you stand out from the crowd. Peer pressure kicks in. Then comes the age of challenge. Phase 3, the age of inspiration during the teen years. Frankly, parenting teens is the most challenging of the entire process. But without question, the most important is the early years when the foundation is being laid. As the twig is bent, so grows the tree, is the old aphorism. When parents are committed to the task of being parents, of raising a child, not simply raising their voice, they are laying the foundation upon which respect, understanding, and values can be taught. But going beyond commitment, there are some other foundation stones that are important. I call foundation stone number 2, care. That's old-fashioned parental love. Parenting is the raising of children by parents, not the raising of parents by their children. Question: if a spaceship from Mars landed in your front yard and little green men got out and one came to the door looking like he was out of Star Wars and he asked, "Who's in charge here?" and your 5-year-old answered the door, what would he say? Do you think he would say, "Dad thinks he's in charge here, but it's really Mom who wears the pants"? Or would he say, "My folks think they're in charge, but when I yell and scream, I always get my way"? It is because you love a child that a parent establishes or should establish his authority as a parent. You've got to love your child enough to require him to eat his vegetables, to brush his teeth, and learn to look you in the eyes and say, "Yes, Mother," not just, "Yeah." Love provides the foundation of the teaching-learning process, including discipline. You can discipline a child without love, but you can't really love your child without discipline. No matter how busy you are, love demands the gift of yourself and your time. What do you really owe your youngster? Not computer games, not music lessons, skateboards, or bicycles. But you do owe every child an undivided portion of old-fashioned love, the spanking kind, the kind that cares enough to teach a child right from wrong and respect for authority and adults. It's during the early years of parenting that you really win or lose the battle. And when you are the kind of a parent who lays a good foundation, you will find those teenage years can be as good an experience as they are a battle for some other parents. When newspaper columnist Ann Landers asked her readers if they had it to do all over again, would they have kids? Of 10,000 who responded, 70% said no, a reaction she described as both surprising and disturbing. A lot of parents feel that way, but I can tell you one thing for sure. When you include commitment, love, communication, constraint, and values in your formula, I can guarantee you will be among the minority who consider parenting to be one of the most rewarding tasks in all of life. It's a fact. It's easy to be a parent. Tough to be a really good one. It's well worth the time and effort. What are those foundation stones upon which a life is built? Commitment, care, communication, cohesiveness, constraint, and conveying what really counts, your faith and your value system. You have just heard Guidelines. I'm Dr. Harold Sala. If you would like access to this entire series, go to the homepage on our web, www.guidelines.org.